It's a lot of work for 11 minutes.
"11 minutes isn't all that much time, but 11 minutes is all designer Jay McCarroll had to show his first collection during Fashion Week in Bryant Park after a whole year of planning. 11 Minutes is also the title of the documentary that Michael Seldich and Rob Tate made, chronicling the evolution of the collection. If you're a fan of Project Runway, you may remember that Jay McCarroll was the winner on the first season of that reality show back in 2004. The documentary opens on Friday the 20th at the Angelica, and I'm pleased that it brings not only Michael Seldich and Rob Tate to the show, but also Jay McCarroll. Hello.
Hello.
And Michael and Rob, were you both fans of Jay's during that first season of Project Runway?
We were fans. We watched the show and, you know, not knowing Jay, and then were asked to make something for Bravo called Project Jay. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited because we did love the show.
Yeah, I remember watching the show, Project Runway, and they were having it over and over and over again on TV. And I just thought he was, like, such a cool kind of weirdo. And I just fell in love with him. He was odd. He was a little
odd. You're nodding your head,
you know?
Jay. Thanks a lot.
I've heard much worse.
No, I loved it. I mean, that as a compliment. Absolutely. But then he wins, and I thought, wow, that's a cool show that where the weirdo can actually win the show. That was pretty cool.
Well, the show's been off the air for around a year now, so maybe some of our listeners are unfamiliar with its premise. Can you explain how it worked?
Maybe Jay should do that.
Over the Project Runway?
Yeah.
It's just your run-of-the-mill competitive reality shows where you have to do a task and then one person gets kicked off per week until there's a grand winner announced, and that is me.
Well, it's a lot easier to bake a souffle than it is to make a
wedding dress.
I think they're pretty both equally take some talent.
I think no one had ever seen it before, though. No one had ever seen that side of creating a garment like that, and I think that's what made it so exciting.
Well, people just wear clothes, you know? You don't really think about how it gets on your body.
But people were used to reality shows about doing silly things like eating bugs or whatever. And so this was kind of the first time where someone was actually doing something where they had to have some talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think people responded to that.
Well, Jay, what were you doing during the 2 years after you won?
I moved to New York from Pennsylvania, and I think I probably only went to parties for that year following. And I met all sorts of famous people. And I was just trying to figure out my path in this town and in the fashion industry and in the entertainment industry on top of that. So I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just kind of feeling out.
But you had achieved a certain amount of fame, and I'm assuming that people were coming to you and saying, Jay, you got to do something, either design for my company or you should set up something of your own.
People offered me the world especially that year. But, you know, not everyone can be trusted, and some of them I worked with and some of them I didn't, so.
Your name is never mentioned without the Project Runway reference. Does it get annoying at times?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, can you imagine Madonna, them only referring to her, you know, like a virgin stint on the MTV Music Awards? Yeah, I'm trying to evolve out of that currently, but, that's where I started, so I can't complain.
Well, you want your work to stand on its own.
Yeah. But I'll always be tied into that, I think.
Well, did you feel a lot of pressure when people were calling you the next great American designer?
Absolutely, yeah. Because you have people who are, 20 years established, and here I'm some punk on a reality TV show who's supposed to make a go of it in 2 months. So, I mean, these are people that had 20 years of a career that I'm on the same playing field. And, lots of pressure, awful pressure. To the point where I want to run away.
Run away or runway?
Run away.
Have any of the other Project Runway winners done a Fashion Week show?
The fourth winner, Christian Siriano, did, yeah. He showed his first line last season, and now he'll show again this coming week at Fashion Week here. He had a very different experience than I had, though. It was very much... There was so much momentum behind the show by the time he got there. Everything, all the sponsors were in place and all the, people knew how to do it. They didn't know what to do with me.
And do you think that people had already learned something from the problems that you had had?
Oh, yeah. I was the guinea pig. And there's a formula to it. So you can either work the formula or not. And I kind of am against the grain, usually in most parts of my life. So why would fame be any different? Yeah.
Well, we'll get into that. Yeah. Rob, do you think that, how do you think that viewers' familiarity with Jay will affect the way they see the film. Do you think it gives them certain expectations?
I do. I actually think the film is a strange sort of hybrid, because on the one hand you can enjoy it from a Project Runway fan perspective and seeing where Jay has come all this time, but we did not approach it as if people knew who he was originally. We kind of are sort of throwing him in there as a completely new person. And what I like about Jay is that I think he's incredibly articulate, he's incredibly funny, and he makes a great voice for this newcomer to the fashion industry, you know? So I don't necessarily think you have to know who he is to enjoy the film.
Well, Michael, articulate, yes, but he's also prone to saying rather indiscreet things at times. Did you feel it necessary to cut some of that stuff out? How much did you shoot and how much wound up in the film?
We shot about 250 hours of footage.
Wow.
So that was a lot. And Rob also edited the film. So, we wouldn't necessarily cut around that stuff. We just let Jay be who he is and try to express that.
Jay, did you ever not want them to show stuff that was happening on film? I mean,
no.
At one point, you call yourself a poster boy for insecurity.
Yeah. I'm an open book. You know, you have a very short time on this earth. You might as well just... I learned that from my father. He was very much like... I wish I could say on the air what his favorite saying was, but I definitely get a lot of that from him, just kind of like didn't care, just did his march to his own drum kind of thing, so...
Well, were you surprised by what some of the other people involved in putting the collection together said about you during the film?
They're all very positive, I think. So they better have been positive.
Well, there were some criticisms.
There's some criticisms in there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jay's not easily affected by that kind of thing.
No.
And he says whatever he wants to say, regardless of whether there's a camera on him or not, which is, you know, partly what's so exciting about shooting Jay.
I can't help it. I just can't help it. I can't help it.
At times, in watching the film, I wish you had taken some of their advice. It might have
helped. You and us both.
Yeah.
But you as the filmmakers couldn't say that to him, could you?
You know,
I mean, how fly on the wall did you want
to
be?
Well, I mean, I think the film shows at certain times some conflict between us and Jay. I mean, I think there are times, and we are actually asking you very steering questions about why are you doing this. And I think hopefully that's what makes the film interesting, is that you do see that there are conflicting points of view, you know?
And we were friends on top of that. So
yeah,
that was kind of a... Yeah, I mean, if anyone was to live their life on camera and then have it edited and then played back for them a year later, we'd be sitting here saying, well, why did you divorce him? He was really great for you. You had everything you've ever dreamed of. But that's life, you know, and it's just a slice of life.
My guests are Jay McCarroll, the fashion designer, and Michael Seldich and Rob Tate, the directors, producers, cameramen, and editors of 11 Minutes, which opens Friday the 20th at the Angelica Theater. Jay, you got your funding from the Humane Society. Why did they choose you?
Because I'm a pretty outspoken fur-free designer. I think the use of fur and is disgusting, but it's my industry. You know, there's not many... The fur... What am I trying to say here?
It's
my industry is the
industry.
Only industry that uses fur, basically, aside from an occasional couch that's covered in fur, which is disgusting. So, I mean, I grew up working at an animal shelter, or a rug, too, yeah. I grew up working at an animal shelter, and we had cows and pigeons and dogs and cats growing up. So that was very, you know, animals are very important in my life. So it just made sense. They wanted a part of me, I needed a part of them, and it was a good relationship.
But you were working on a tight budget, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You went shopping on Canal Street for jewelry.
Yeah.
How tight was the budget?
It's very tight. I mean, starting out, it's a really tight budget because you have to plan ahead and you have people, you know, it's a very tight budget.
Was anybody being paid, any of the staff?
No.
That's not true.
Oh, no. Yeah, they were. All the publicity people were, yeah. Too much, by the way, if they're listening. Way too much for what they did.
Who did you imagine you were designing for? How would you describe your ideal customer?
Asia. Japan. I don't know. I don't really think of that. I think, not that I'm a visionary, but I think people creating future clothing don't really think about where it ends up.
And you didn't seem to be thinking about how it might be manufactured, because one dress had 140 pieces. It took the sewer 2 days just to cut the pieces.
Yeah.
I can't imagine somebody on 7th Avenue or the Asian equivalent wanting to make that dress, no matter how gorgeous it was.
Again, I didn't really think about it. I guess I didn't think that through too much.
But wasn't that one of the
dresses
made for
the... What's a learning experience for you?
Well. Yeah. What'd you say?
But that was one of the dresses made for the runway. You didn't ever think that you would mass produce it.
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't.
So what is the runway experience all about? Is this like an artist getting a one-man show? You just want... Is it the prestige? Is it to enhance a reputation? Or are you really trying to sell a product?
It's... I mean, it's everything. It's... That's really kind of part of the game. It is a game that you show your work on... emaciated models, and all the fashion press come and they sit there with the worst look on their face and they don't want to be there and they don't care, and then they leave and they don't write about it and then they move on
until
to the next
film is made about it.
Yeah.
Despite the Project Runway connection, or do you think that had a negative effect to some degree, because, you know, show me what you can do.
Yeah. The Project Runway thing, pill was a little bit hard to swallow in that arena, because no one ever really took you that as seriously as they would have another designer, say Stella McCartney, whose father was a Beatle. That I was just on a reality TV show, so that was it. It was a tough hump to get. I don't know if I got over it.
And a sales agent you meet mentions that buyers never actually buy from a first collection.
Well, I didn't know that. I found that out making the film.
Why? You know. Why would that be? Because they're unwilling to take the chance.
Well, they don't know. I mean, they don't know if the designer is going to produce on time. I mean, stores have strict kind of timing as far as their product, putting their product out. So, I don't know. I think that's a bunch of bull, anyway. Mm-hmm. If they like it, they'll buy it, you would think. But they, you know. The industry is based off of those kind of reliable relationships.
So what hadn't you known before you put this collection together? Did it teach you the business side?
No. I basically did it just so I could do the whole process top to bottom, into sales and that, and a little bit of business too, which was challenging, because you don't expect an accountant to be able to know how to make a gown, but you expect me to do my own accounting. So I think that's why a lot of young designers fail, frankly.
We have a little clip that I'd like to play that gives us a sense of how stressful this whole thing can be.
We're having serious balloon issues. They're just not blowing up. They're popping.
Are there holes from this?
The corners are sticking into the balloon, and then the rolled up ones are going into the balloon. The weight in the balloon makes it not be able to float. So even with helium in it, it's not floating, and it's also blowing up like a tumory egg shape.
Strange.
Interesting clip.
Yeah. Bizarre choice of
clip. Out of context, no one's going to have any idea what that
is. I think it's a good clip, actually.
Yeah, well, you know what was that? That was about trying to create some kind of environment for the show. And these are the things that you don't think of when you're designing dresses.
Well, that was the invitation for the show. Uh-huh. And the idea was to put the invitation inside of a balloon, because the... part of the theme, the inspiration of the collection was balloons. So they tried to put the envelope in and it kept popping the balloons, which we didn't anticipate. And then they had security issues, and then all the I'm giving all away. Just go see it.
I think what's interesting about the clip, though, is it kind of demonstrates the oddness and what people care so much about. Yeah. You know, the fact that the balloon doesn't blow up with an invitation, and it's just completely ridiculous. And at the same time, it matters so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things I like about the film, is it explores this complete dedication to frivolousness, you know, an utter bowing down to the god of fashion, and yet it's completely ridiculous at the same time. I think that's kind of fun about the film. Because we don't make fun of these people. We're not making fun of people who care about this stuff.
I am.
Are you?
No.
Well, how much, Jay, do you remember of those 11 minutes when the collection was actually being paraded out?
Well, I was backstage, and I had an anxiety attack, so I had to take a pill. So it was very ethereal for me to have to watch that. And you watch it up backstage on a monitor, so it's all... And then things were going out of order, and... it's
someone's
probably... We should have named it The Worst 11 Minutes. Because it's probably not... Ever. No. It's very... It all comes down to that moment, you know? And there's... You have the weight of the world on your back. So.
What have you been up to since?
I've just been hanging out. No. I've just been working on a line of clothes for my website. Can I plug that?
Sure.
Here at www.jmccarroll.com. And
people have to know how to spell your name.
JAYMCCARROLL.com. And I launched a line of fabric last month, so that's kind of in stores now, and people can buy my fabric and make their own things out of it, which I like because it encourages creativity. And I don't know, just promoting the film. I was teaching at Philadelphia University, which was a lot of fun, so hope to get back to that.
The film is opening on the last day of Fashion Week. Do you all have plans to go to some of the collections?
No, you have to be invited to go. It's a very elite and special.
You mean even though you've had your own collection during Fashion Week, they won't invite you?
Maybe during that 6 months that you're relevant, they will, but after that, they don't care.
Yeah. And they don't care about us.
I'm like a fashion leper.
I haven't been invited either.
Well, maybe we'll have to go to one together.
Jay McCarroll is the subject of 11 Minutes, which is opening on Friday the 20th at the Angelica. And he's here along with Michael Seldich and Rob Tate, who are the directors, producers, camera, and editor of the film. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.